Good morning. Today we are starting our last category of topics as it relates to Kol Be'ish Erva, and that category is Devarim Shepekdusha. If a woman says a Devar Shepekdusha, we'll define that shortly. Is there going to be a problem of Kol Be'ish Erva for a man or men to hear her? And that is a broad category. We'll start with Kriya Satora, a woman laning for the Tzibur, getting an Aliyah, saying Megillas Esther, laning Megillas Esther on Purim. If she is saying Kaddish for somebody who passed away from the women's section, Tfilah, Brachos, or saying Hagomel, learning out loud and the like, are there going to be problems of Kol Be'isha Erva or not? Today we are going to start out with the question of a woman getting an Aliyah, of a woman laning the Torah in front of the Tzibor. And we're going to start with a Gemara in Megillah, Chav Gimel Amid Aleph. We are not going to finish this question today. We are just going to introduce the issues today. The Gemara says as follows in a Braisa, HaKol Olin Leminyan Shiva. Everyone can have an Aliyah for those seven. What are the seven? On Shabbos, we have seven Aliyahs. So anyone, including Afilu Katan Vafilu Isha, even a non-Bar Mitzvah boy, so a younger boy, didn't hit Bar Mitzvah yet, even a woman, they can all count and get the Aliyah of the seven on Shabbos. Aval Amru Chachamim. However, Chachamim say that although Me'ikar Adin, a woman can get that aliyah, but she should not lay in the Torah of Isha Lotikra, but Torah Mibnei covered Tzibur, because it's not covered at Tzibur. We're not going to define that well yet. In the oncoming days, we will Amir Tzashem, but covered at Tzibur, it's not proper for the Tzibur. So the Pashtus is that Mi'ikar Adin, a woman can get an aliyah. She can lane in the Torah because at the time of Chazal, they went together. They didn't do what we do nowadays, that there's a Baal Kore, a designated person who lanes the Torah, and then we have people come and just get the aliyahs, say the bracha before and after the laning. We do that for seven people, say seven main people plus the maftir and Shabbos. So at the time of Chazal, the person who had the aliyah would lane as well. They went together. So what we're talking about here is Me'ikra Adin, a woman could take the aliyah, lane as well. They went together, and it shouldn't be a problem, lichor, apparently, of Kol Be'ish Erva. In fact, we paskin in Shulchan Aruch and Hilcha Shabbos, HaKol Olin L'minyan Shiva, just like the language of the Gemara, even a woman, even a child, a young boy, Shiodei L'mi Mevarchim, as long as that child knows to whom we are saying these brachas. Nonetheless, Chachamim said that a woman should not read in the Torah because of Kavod HaTzibur. Now we'll just bring that out a little bit more. That is the Ikar Adin. We'll read the Levush, who agrees with that, and adds a little bit more information. Min Hadin HaKol Olin LeMinyan Shiva. Mi Ikar Adin. That's Min Hadin. Everyone can be counted to get an Aliyah of those seven, even a woman. A little bit repetitive as to what we said before, even a Katan. But Chazal said, nonetheless, a woman shouldn't because of Kavod HaTzibur. Now is the addition. What are we talking about here? Women getting an aliyah. That is when the women make up the minyan together with the men. Making up the minyan, they are included with men, and they are permitted then to have aliyahs together in that context of aloshiyu kulam nashim. It doesn't mean that you can have a women's minyan, a women's prayer group with laning or katanim she'ein, or with young boys below the age of bar mitzvah. That's not what we're talking about. She'ein kavod l'torah l'hotzia bishulam. It wouldn't be the cover for the Torah to take out for what is not really a minyan. A minyan is a minyan of men. And once we have a minyan of men, then we have the women join in together with that. And what we're saying is mi'ikar hadin, that the women can have the aliyahs and laid in the Torah. What we're going to have to try to figure out here, is it really as simple as it sounds? That there's no problem of Kol Be'isha Erva and a woman can have an aliyah lane in the Torah, and that would apparently be permitted, or is there something else that is going on that has to be explained here? Maybe there is Kol Be'isha Erva, and if so, we have an uphill battle to explain how that could be if the Braisa says explicitly that a woman can get an aliyah and lane. And Amir Tzashem, that will be our topic of conversation over the next couple days. Have a wonderful day.